Dan Hoyle's third solo play, Things Day Happen, is based on his year in Nigeria studying oil politics. It's on stage now in New York, with Hoyle playing more than 15 characters.
We have everyone from, the boys in the Scrabbles, Ah, Dan, boy, you have too much here. You don't understand. Hey. My guy, the guys that really speak the pidgin English. And then you have, the diplomats. Hi, Dan. Yes. Uh-huh. You have the oil workers in the bars,
Hey, Dan. Oh, yeah. I've been kidnapped plenty of times.
And we bring all these people to life in front of audiences and sort of let them decide what is really happening.
When I was a young man like you, Nigeria was a big place. Che! We were oil-rich Nigeria. Everybody was drinking champagne and eating rice. And I think, at last, the black man will be rich. But then, oil price falls. And we clear away the bottles and have to drink dirty water again.
These are characters that aren't easy to classify as good or bad. They're very conflicted. And I think that's the reality in most of the world. I think in the U.S., we kind of have the ability to have the privilege to have absolutes. But I think in a lot of the world, your cousin is a militant and your uncle is in the government. And so you're kind of a mix of these things. And every day there's a negotiation that happens. What choices that you make.
See, my dream is to go to university, so I need the money. This is the Niger Delta, okay? Sometimes you have to kill some people, have your own dreams.
Hoyle's main characters include a young mercenary sniper, a village leader, a prominent warlord, and an American oil company advisor.
Look, Dan, I'm a former military. Now I work for Exxon, security advisor. I got ex-military buddies getting hired by oil companies all over. You know why? Not just pumping oil, Dan, we're managing war. Because nobody wants to piss off the Nigerian government. Shit, we need their oil too bad. Oil companies making too much money. You wouldn't know it from Bob's suit here, but buy a suit, Bob.
Which of the cell phones is it? I don't know. Warlord is very busy job. I don't recommend it. Yes, hello? He doesn't know Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's not a big actor. His face. Everyone thinks you're such a big man, eh? They haven't seen you yet. You say we are stealing oil, my dear. How can we steal oil which belongs to us? You see, this is what they do. You are saying anyone who threatens the free flow of the blood money of our people. You call me a terrorist, then I walk back higher. Sooner or later, we will repossess the resources, whether they like it or not. Tell that to your ambassador.
Hi, Dan. You don't need to call me Mr. Ambassador, quite all right. Please, have a seat. Cheryl, can you take some notes?
I think that oil companies are a proxy for a larger battle between government and citizens in Nigeria. Right now, what I think most people have decided is they really have no recourse with their government. They try to petition their government, nothing happens. They try to protest their government, they might get hurt. And unlike when they protest against an oil company, there's no sort of Western media attention that attracts. So I think people are very savvy, and they've realized that the way to get attention to themselves is by engaging with the oil companies.
Maybe you are scared to see, but you must try.
Things Day Happen had an earlier run in San Francisco. It's now playing at the Culture Project in New York City. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.